Hello and welcome back to Coach Enya Below the Bar podcast episode 2. So thanks so much for the feedback from episodes 1. It was great. I'm glad that I helped so many people and I got such positive feedback. Like I said, this podcast is to help people really understand fat loss in layman's terms. You won't get any of that complex jargon here, because I think that's what the issue is with fat loss and the general public is they just think that it can be very overwhelming because there's just too much information out there. So my job is to break that down. So this episode we're going to focus on, is the weekend ruining your progress? So first of all, I hate to be blunt with you, but going into the weekend, convincing yourself that the weekend is going to ruin your progress, that's a mindset. That is the mindset you have, and we are what we think. Like if you wake up in the morning, you think, I'm going to have a shit day today. You are looking for reasons to prove it's a shit day. Missed me bus, shit day. Forgot me lunch, knew it was going to be a shit day. Like if you're going into the weekend with that attitude that it's going to ruin your progress, of course it will. So you need to start treating this like a Monday to Sunday lifestyle and not a Monday to Friday, because a lot of people years ago as well with toxic diet culture, they used to think it was just a Monday to Friday thing, but you're building up all these good habits Monday to Friday and then bang, they just go out the window then Saturday and Sunday, and then it's harder then to start back from scratch on the Monday, or that diet starts Monday mentality. Get that out of your head. The word Monday should be banned from the dictionary. No diet starts on Monday. Like I don't even like using the word diet, so apologies if I do keep using it, but fat loss phase is something that I try to focus on because diet, it is a bit of a taboo word now at this stage. It's just linked to a lot of bad things. But when your doctor says you should improve your diet, like that's the type of thing I mean. So yeah, like a lot of people would fill my DM saying that they struggle to stay on track on the weekends. And when you actually really do understand fat loss and you understand like a calorie deficit, and you do have to be in a calorie deficit to drop body fat, all right? If that's your goal, to drop fat loss, if your maintenance calories, say you have to eat 15,000 calories at the end of the week, all right? That's your, like your, what would 15,000 calories be divided by 7? I don't know. But it matters about your weekly total, okay? So if you want to stay the same way and work out 3 times a week and walk 10K steps a day, the TD calculator will give you a certain amount of calories for you to stay the same way. And if you want to drop a pound of body fat a week, you have to take 3,500 calories away from that weekly total. And that's your deficit. So when you go over your calories on a Saturday and you think you're after ruining everything, you haven't. Remember, it matters most about our weekly total rather than our daily total. So let's say you go out for a meal with your family and friends on a Saturday evening. You've stayed on track all week. You ticked all the boxes. And now you're in fear that you've ruined your progress because you went over your calories by like 300, 400. If you split 300 calories across 7 days, because remember, it matters about our weekly total, not our daily total. That's about 40 calories extra a day. Like for you to ruin your progress, okay, remember your maintenance calories is an extra 3,500 calories on top of your deficit total at the end of the week. So you'd have to eat an extra 3,500 calories on the Saturday to maintain your weight that week, not even gain a pound of fat, to just maintain your weight. And you'd have to eat an extra 3,500 calories on top of your maintenance to gain a pound of fat. So all in all, you'd have to eat about nearly 7,000 calories on that Saturday to gain a pound of fat. So can you see where you're starting to kind of maybe irrationally think there? But it's only because you didn't understand it. And it's just years and years of toxic diet culture, all right? Now, I probably was a bit off with the numbers there, but you get me drift. You would have to eat in a tremendous amount of food. But believe it or not, when some people say they eat well Monday to Friday, or, you know, yeah, no, I don't eat an awful lot. But then when they get to the weekend, they're eating like, or they're drinking like 8 cans of cider. That's what, 250 calories a pop. They're having a takeaway for their dinner. They're having a breakfast roll for their lunch. They're eating bars of chocolate here and there. Like that all adds up. And it would actually be possible to end up in a surplus. A surplus is when you eat 3,500 calories over your maintenance. All right. That would be possible. But again, if you are mindfully eating on the weekend, or even just go for an off-plan meal on the weekend on a Saturday with your family and friends, it's a special occasion, or that's just how you catch up with friends, you go for a meal, choose the wise option. Go for the high protein option, not the salad, the plain salad that has no flavour. Go for like chicken fajitas or something. And if you're logging into my Fitness Pal and you want to track it, just search chicken fajitas. The restaurant probably won't be on my Fitness Pal. Go for the higher calorie option. And you know, at least then, I don't know, that could be like, if you've got chicken fajitas or something, that could be 600 to 700 calories, but maybe go for the 800 calorie option just so, like, you know, to remove any margin of error. That's if you wanted to track, but again, don't panic. It matters what we do most of the time, not some of the time, okay? So if you only have one untracked meal across the whole week, divide that across 7 days, it's nothing in the grand scheme of things. But what happens is when you start adding alcohol into the mix, okay? Now, I usually have a rule at home. If I'm in a deficit, like if you're at maintenance calories, you can have the extra 500 calories per day. Like you have a bit more wiggle room. But when you're in a deficit, you really want to prioritize food, because food is fuel. That's what's going to help you progress in the gym. That's what's going to help you stay full for longer if you choose the high protein options at each meal time. And it's going to stop you from feeling hungry and you'll be able to sustain it a lot longer. But when you start throwing alcohol into the mix, that's when, you know, you can start going over your calories a bit more than usual. So what I would say is, it's not the night out that ruins your progress, okay? If you have a meal off plan and don't drink, that's fine. I usually have a rule at home, a meal off plan or else a few drinks. I don't usually, very rarely, have the two at the same time unless it's a special occasion. But what happens is, it's not the night out that ruins the progress when you have a few drinks. It's the day after, when you're hungover and you're stuck to the bed and you think you're not motivated on a normal day. Imagine how you feel when you're hungover and you've no energy, you're lacking sleep. Imagine what motivation is going to be like then. And it's people who think they've ruined their progress on the Saturday night, so they let that slide into the Sunday. Oh, diet starts Monday. That mentality starts to slip in again. That's completely within your control. That is completely within your control to let that slide or not. Okay, you decide when you wake up you're going to try your diet out the window. Nobody forces the breakfast roll down your throat, the chicken fillet roll down your throat, and the Domino's family meal deal down your throat that evening, okay? You decide that, nobody else. And you only get better at building up mental resilience the more you repeat it. So the more you say to yourself, no, my goal matters more here. I'm going to wake up. And this is exactly what you have to do. You have to practice this for it to become a habit. You have to wake up and just continue as normal. How would you wake up on a Wednesday after Tuesday night? You'd wake up, you'd have your normal high protein breakfast. You'd have your normal high protein lunch at the same time and your dinner at the same time as well. Why are you waking up and having all these processed food? That is completely your decision. But unfortunately, with a hangover and lack of sleep, because drink is a sedative. And a lot of people say, oh, I have a great sleep with drink. I mean, drink is a sedative. Of course, it's going to feel like you're going into a coma, but you're not sleeping properly with drink. You're having a broken sleep and it's a light sleep. And when we're not going into a deep sleep, our body's not recovering properly. Our body repairs itself when we're asleep and it's not doing that properly when we have alcohol in our system. So you're waking up and then your cravings are through the roof through lack of sleep. Like, sleep is so important during fat loss. Like, if you're only getting 4 to 5 hours of sleep a night, like, yeah, you can still lose body fat, but it's going to make it an awful lot harder because your adherence levels to your calorie deficit is going to be a lot tougher because you're going to be tired, you're going to lack energy, you're probably not going to be consistent with your workouts because you're tired and you're walking as well. And then you're probably going to not make the best decisions when it comes to food because your cravings are going to be through the roof, your stress is going to be through the roof. Sleep causes a massive domino effect and alcohol thrown into the mix does not help. Okay, so I know a lot of people enjoy occasionally a glass of wine every night, or maybe every third night, or 2 to 3 glasses of wine. And then on the weekend, they might enjoy a bottle of wine. Just because you're not drinking out doesn't mean it's not going to have the same effect on you, okay? So that's something I would watch out for if you are feeling lethargic or find your calorie deficit hard to stick to. Are you drinking during the week, midweek? Then it's probably affecting how you're feeling. So yeah, it's usually the next day that ruins your progress, or the days that follow if you allow it. It's not the night out, because a lot of people get caught up in the thinking, oh sure, I've ruined my progress, I might as well let it slide. I usually tell my clients to split their day into quarters. So if you wake up at 9 and go to bed at 9, you have 4 quarters throughout the day every 3 hours, okay? Just because you overindulge at breakfast doesn't mean you have to overindulge at lunchtime now, at dinner time, and then in the evening. Like, some people usually have 3 meals a day, and then on the weekend or Saturday or Sunday, they're having 4 meals because they're hungover and they're feeling lethargic and they're feeling fatigued and they're feeling lazy. And that's a mindset. You're choosing to do that. But just because you overindulge at breakfast does not mean lunch, dinner has to suffer as well. Get back on track for lunchtime. Make your homemade chicken wrap or whatever you usually make during the week. Make a usual homemade curry instead of ordering in. Honestly, I do always feel 10 times better when I make my own food at home rather than ordering. And that comes through practice. Like, it's going to be tough for the first few weeks, breaking that habit of constantly going for the takeaway every time you're hungover. It really is. But with practice, it will just become second nature, but you're not giving it a chance. You're just giving up at the fourth hurdle all the time, okay? So what happens is, when we drink alcohol as well, when it comes to fat loss, don't schedule in a workout on a Sunday, okay? If you have 3 workouts scheduled Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then something comes up on Friday and you're like, oh sure, I'll just do the workout on the Sunday, and you know you have a workout planned for the Saturday. I hate to be ageist, but I'm over the age of 40 now, and if you are too, you know that workout's not going to get done, because hangovers get progressively worse as you approach the 40 milestone, so it's not going to get done. And we need to be as consistent as possible when it comes to fat loss. So what I would say is, don't schedule it in for Sunday, okay? Try get your workout done during the week. I'm going to get to that now shortly. But what happens is, if you do feel fine on a Sunday and you go and work out, how alcohol works in the system is, your body sees it as a toxin, so it wants to get rid of alcohol straight away, ASAP, get it out of the body, whatever way possible, okay? So when you're working out, your body's not burning carbohydrates and dietary fat anymore. It's using alcohol as fuel. Okay, now there's empty calories in alcohol, like there's zero nutrition in it, but it's using alcohol as fuel. It's trying to get it out of the system as quick as possible. So that's why it's opting that as its primary fuel source rather than carbohydrates, because carbs are our body's primary fuel source. So fats and carbs get shelved, okay? So it's starting to get stored. Now look, once in a blue moon, it's not going to make a massive difference to your fat loss journey. But if you're doing this 2 to 3 nights a week, just accept your fat loss journey is going to be a lot slower than someone else who would only drink once in a blue moon, okay? So that's usually what happens. Even if you don't work out the next day, your body is still going to try to get rid of it in the next workout anyway. So just be mindful of that, all right? I have my little list here. Would you believe I actually recorded this whole podcast and then I pressed delete? So yeah, this is the second time that I'm doing this. So would I tell my clients to cut it out if they wanted to drop body fat? Absolutely not. Like, it's totally up to you how you live your life. You're a grown adult. You can decide what stays and what goes. But I do try to give my professional opinion and I try to warn them. And they usually spot it, you know, after the second week or something. If they have a big night out, they do spot it, like the effects of alcohol has on the following week. Because again, when you get to the age of 40, you notice that, like, it takes 2 to 3 days to recover. And sometimes you have to ask yourself, is it worth it? But it depends on the person. Like, are you someone who can have 3 to 5 drinks once in a blue moon and carry on as normal the next day? Or would you be a binge drinker? So goes out, drinks more than 10 drinks, goes to the kebab shop after. And let's not forget, alcohol increases appetite. So if you haven't eaten an awful lot on a Saturday and then you go out and drink, like, of course you're going to end up in the curry shop after. It's a given. I used to be that person, but you know what? With time, I realised I'm better off just going home. Like, even when I was drunk and our ability to make decisions is a lot poorer, I just said to myself, I'm just better off going home. Because you actually can't appreciate it enough as well when you're drunk. But yeah, if you're someone who goes out and binge drinks and eats then afterwards and then they're stuck to the bed for the whole next day, I'd probably recommend limiting my intake. Because if you can't trust yourself, especially if you've proven time and time again, you can't just go out and have 2 or 3, even when you're sober and it's Saturday afternoon, you're like, no, I'm just going to have 2 to 3 now. I'm trying to lose a pound a week. And you go off the Richter after 2 to 3 drinks, because remember, your ability to make decisions is a lot poorer when you're drinking, and you end up back in your friend's house. You're gone off the vodka and 7-Up free, the low calorie drink, and all you have is cider in our house, and you're drinking cans of cider, and she brings out a homemade pizza, and you're eating pizza as well. That's where all the calories start to rack up, and your Monday to Friday starts to take a hit, your Monday to Friday progress. Insanity, the definition of insanity is repeating the same thing over and over and expecting different results. So if you keep finding time and time again and you've proven to yourself you can't go out and just have a few drinks, maybe it's best to probably cut out the alcohol during your fat loss phase or limit it to like once a month or special occasions, because your fat loss results will be an awful lot slower if you're doing that consistently every weekend. Like, it will, just accept that. So it's up to you. If you want to lose fat at a slower rate, that's fine. But if you actually want to optimize results and get the best result possible, if you are that type of person, maybe limit your alcohol, okay? Because you can't expect an A+ grade when you're only putting a C effort. Like, let's be real here. But anyway, I'm going to give you a few tips that I started to do when I was, like, you know, at the start of my fat loss journey a few years ago. Things that helped me out. So you can take this advice if you want. Again, I'm not going to dictate, like, I'm not going to say these are absolutes, but they do help. So number one, if you have an IU planned on the Saturday, I would definitely make it my business to make sure I get my workouts and all my steps done and cardio done Monday to Friday, okay? Because again, if you end up leaving it off and doing the workout on the Sunday, you know it's not going to get done, and we need to be as consistent as possible. And at least then when you get to the Saturday, you don't have that weight hanging over you when you're having your couple of drinks, like, oh, I have to do this workout tomorrow, and it's constantly hanging over you, and it can actually affect your mood then when you're actually being present with your family and friends. And then, so if you've like, yes, and it actually just creates a little bit of wiggle room. It doesn't mean like you eat the calories back that you've burned during the week, but it does kind of give you some comfort and normal. Do you know what? I ticked all my boxes this week. So, you know, having this meal off plan and or else having a couple of drinks, I do feel is accounted for. But what I would definitely not recommend to do is, let's say you only do two workouts and you get all your steps done, but not all your cardio sessions done. Do not wake up on the Sunday or even on the Monday and do for the next 3 to 4 days endless sessions on the treadmill, like absolutely burning yourself out doing 40 minute jogs when it's not even in your program, because you're like, no, I ate too many calories on the weekend, I have to do this now to like kind of like balance it out. That is not a sustainable approach, and you're developing a very unhealthy relationship with food, and you can't sustain that. You cannot do that. Like, that's that you start to associate then food, like, you know, going over your calories with time on the treadmill. Like, that's an awful way to live. Like, you're better, it's much more sustainable to wake up on the Sunday and just keep ticking the boxes as usual. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday as well, get your steps in, salvage something. You don't need to be going onto the treadmill. Like, yeah, it's actually counterproductive, to be honest, because what's going to happen is you're going to just lack energy. You're not going to progress in the gym because you're just burning yourself out on the treadmill. Do not do that. Don't punish yourself, because you're going to encourage an unhealthy relationship with food, okay? This is a lifestyle. If you go on a mad one weekend, once in a blue moon, you have the rest of your life to make up for that. Not just 7 days, okay? So you need to get that out of your head. You can't do that every time you overindulge. That's an awful way to live. And you will end up resenting fat loss phases, because you're going to associate like those really bad memories with that. And it will deter you from trying it again. So don't get into that mindset. I would never encourage my clients to do that. I just encourage them to get back up as normal and keep with the good habits. Number two, lower calorie drinks like spirits and calorie-free mixer. Can minimize damage, or like those low calorie bottles of Bulmers or low calorie bottles of beer, like, you know, four to five of them aren't going to make a massive impact if it's once in a blue moon. Because I know drinking cider and alcohol pops years ago contributed to my weight gain, because it was something I consumed a lot of. Like, I wasn't really a big takeaway person. Like, I used to eat out like a couple of times a week, but like I would definitely have classed myself as a binge drinker when I was younger. And it caught up on me. And, you know, it was something I did a lot on the weekends. I was young. I had money. I had no responsibilities. And all I wanted to do was drink with my friends and have the crack. And I thought that was the idea of a good time. But now I try stick to 4 to 5 vodka and 7-Up Frizz every 2 to 3 weeks. And, you know, I'm still pretty sober going home. And I actually wake up fine. And then if I am having a meal out, I'll probably have one glass of wine for the sake of it. And then I'll get a taxi home with the other half. But again, once in a blue moon. Like, the lower calorie drinks do minimize impact, because if you notice a lot with lads, like, they would drink a lot of beer, a lot of cider, and the lads who have beer bellies, like, that's usually what it's from. Like, it's the weekends, it's the takeaways and the alcohol, because, you know, it is pure sugar, like cider and beer and stuff. And like, if you're immobile as it is and you're adding alcohol into the mix on the weekend and it's like, you know, 8 to 10 points, like, that's, it has to be stored somewhere. So like, that's usually how, that's why they call them beer bellies. So that's why it's important to try be as active as possible during your fat loss journey. If you do want to have a couple of drinks, like, it's not going to make a massive impact. Number three, get back up the next day and get back on track. So I know I've said this earlier, and, you know, overdoing it will make it 10 times harder. If you overdo it on a Saturday night, it's going to be harder to get back up and get back on track. But with discipline and going out, knowing you're going to take it easy, knowing, okay, like, sometimes having a class booked on the Sunday, like, I know I said don't schedule in a workout, but sometimes, like, some people find that as an act of discipline and they know they won't overdo it then. But it is all about moderation. Like, yeah, you can have a few drinks and drop body fat, but I mean, like, not overdoing it, obviously. Because, again, it's not the night out that ruins your progress. It's the days after that follow where you decide whether you want to let that slide or not. Like, especially if you barely drink, like, it's not going to make a massive difference. But, like, you know, zero movement on a Sunday and then adding all the extra food into the mix, like, it is a recipe for disaster if it's consistently happening. But once in a blue moon, it's not going to ruin your progress. It matters what we do most of the time, not some of the time. And being on track most of the time will make all the difference. And getting up and not letting Sunday suffer. Like, get, like, that's, then that's only one day of 7 days where you kind of went over your calories, and it's not 2 days or 3 days. Saturday hasn't sabotaged anything, so stop taking your anger out on Sunday. Number four, is it worth it? So this is something I used to have to start saying to myself when a night out was coming up, or if I was presented with the opportunity to go on a night out. So is it a special occasion worth celebrating with friends or family, or is it just a regular night down the local with the same faces, same music, same shit, different day? Am I going to miss anything by not going? No, the pub will always be there, but the opportunity to reach this goal maybe won't be. Too many times I have made the decision to just go out anyway, and it was a shit night, money was wasted, and I wake up the next day and I'm stuck to the bed. Now, this would have been a long time ago, and I'd just be kicking myself, being like, why did I jeopardize today? Like, I feel like shit. I'm definitely not going to get up and go to the gym, and for what? It wasn't even worth it. But if it's a special occasion, you know, which you ought to have, it's an anniversary, or it's a wedding, or it's someone's big birthday, like, go out and spend time with your support systems. Your support systems are the people who push you, who drive you, who support you, and they want you to do well. They know you're focusing on this fat loss goal, and they understand, like, because there are people in your life who won't understand, and they'll constantly give you a hard time about it. But that's where you have to draw the line, have boundaries, because those people are always going to be there, and they're always going to be the same, and they are jealous of the fact that you're changing and they're not, and they're still stuck in the same position. But you know what's going to happen? You're going to drop 10 kilo and they're going to be coming to you for advice when they want to drop body fat, and guess what? You're going to be the one that's supporting them. So if you have friends who give you a hard time about it, I'd maybe probably distance myself from them, because they aren't going to be good influences on you, and they're going to be the people who are trying to twist your arm. Just have the large pizza, will you? Or just have the pint of orchard tea, is what you're getting a vodka and 7 up free for, and they just give you a hard time. Now, thankfully, I have really, really good support systems, because when I was doing my photo shoot, I gave up alcohol for 10 weeks and it was the best thing ever, honestly. I am actually thinking about going teetotal, because just, I've been, the longer I'm in this lifestyle, I just realise that alcohol has no benefit on me. Honestly, it really doesn't. Even after a special occasion, I'm like, I feel like shit today. I really do. It just does nothing for me anymore. But I explained to my friends, look, I am not going to be drinking for 10 weeks. And 3 of their 30ths was on during this 10 week period. And I knew what I was signing up for when I did the photo shoot. I knew I wasn't going to be able to drink. And that was a sacrifice I had to make. But I explained to them, I'm still going to be at your party. You're my best friends. I'm not going to miss it for the world. But I won't be drinking. I think I had one chicken goujon over the 3 parties. But again, in the grand scheme of things, what's one chicken goujon? Because you really, really have to be disciplined and on plan what photo shoot. Like, you can't be having off plan meals or anything. Like, it actually teaches you a lot. I will do a separate podcast on that. But they understood that. And they wouldn't give me a hard time, and they wouldn't bring it up when we were out and they were drinking and I wasn't. Like, they really did understand it. And, you know, because you are on quite a strict plan, like, your calories are limited. Like, I think the lowest amount of food I was eating on the photo shoot was 1400 calories. And that was tough. But, you know, imagine me sacrificing some of those calories for alcohol only to wake up and feel shit. Like, the reason I gave up alcohol is I didn't want to get to the finish line or the finish day and say to myself, look in the mirror and think, I wonder would I have looked any different if I had given up alcohol. I didn't want that regret. Like, I really didn't. I knew that if I included alcohol, I'd be lacking in certain areas. I'd have no energy. I wouldn't be progressing in the gym. And that's a regret I didn't want to have. And remember, the less calories you're on, the less you want to sacrifice them for alcohol. Like, I didn't want to be eating 800 calories one day so I could have, like, 600 calories worth of pizza. Like, that are 600 calories worth of alcohol? Absolutely not. Like, what, to feel shit the next day? Absolutely not. So yeah, that's why I gave up alcohol. And then lastly, it is all about balance, okay? If you can enjoy a few drinks on the weekend with your friends once every 2 to 3 weeks and get back up the next day and continue as normal, it's not going to ruin your progress. I'm a big believer in building your diet into your lifestyle, not your lifestyle into your diet. You can't constantly control every aspect of your life or dictate every decision related to your diet. Like, you do have to, live your life. Like, you do, you can't have an all or nothing approach, because that's not sustainable. And if socializing or going out for an off-plan meal with your friends or your family on a Saturday night every week, once you're making a mindful decision, a high protein option, and maybe don't go for dessert after and try limit your alcohol intake, in the grand scheme of things, it's not going to ruin your progress. And remember, these are your family and friends. These aren't the ones on the diet. And if they are very understanding, then it's nice to give back to them from time to time, because they understand the sacrifices that you have to make, that you might not be at every event, or you might kind of, you know, be a bit particular with certain foods and stuff like that. And, you know, or can we go to this place because I know they serve this type of food. And if they're like, you know, very accommodating with that, then, you know, give back to them. Like, it's nice to give back to your support systems, because you can't live like a monk either, because that's no fun. You know, there has to be an element of fun in it so you can sustain it. And remember, one off plan meal isn't going to make a difference in a week. The same one salad in a week won't make a difference. Okay, so I hope that's cleared up everything. Like, at the end of the day, you know, life has to be lived. But again, there has to be an element of discipline and consistency. Like, it matters what we do most of the time, not some of the time. If most of the time we're drinking and eating shit, yeah, we're not going to get results. But if most of the time we are eating well and, you know, staying in tune with our nutrition and we're being active a lot and we have an off-plan meal or a couple of drinks on the weekend and don't let it run into Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, we are going to get results, okay? But again, if you don't want to drink at all and you think you're going to get better results by doing that, then do that. Nobody's here to judge you. It's completely up to you. This podcast was just me giving my professional opinion, and I hope it's helped. And if you have any questions, do reach out. Send me a DM if you have any queries or anything or concerns. I'd be happy to answer your questions. And I hope you tune in to the next episode. And thanks again for the support.